In this video, I'm going to cover how to utilize the 2.0 page builder. Once you've created this brand new page, if we are starting off from scratch, you're going to have the option to add a section. A section is going to be the foundation of your page as you continue to build it out. You can select your width, whether it's full, large, medium, or small, and this is going to impact the amount of spacing that is on the edge of your page. The option to select a template that has already been pre-created. The beauty of these is it's very similar to how we have the pre-created sections of the classic editor, but on these you can customize and utilize that same foundation of the 2.0 page builder where you can add extra elements to it. So when we are creating this page, I'm going to do a full width section. From there, you are going to start your row, and you're going to be able to select how many columns you want for that row. Within a section, you can have multiple rows, and you can also have multiple elements inside of those rows. So we can do two columns, and then from there, we're going to be able to add elements to them, which we will cover in another video. So if we go here and we are to edit our section, you can then change the style that you want to have. So we could do this style, which is going to end up pulling up that color as you've already created. We can do this one. You can also change the margins. So whether you want a lot of spacing in between your row, large, and go from there. You can also change the padding. Again, this is going to change how much space you have around everything. You can also change the border. So if you want to have a border around the section specifically, you'll be able to add that, as well as to change these corners, whether you want them to be slightly rounded, fully rounded, squared, or you can customize it even further here. You can also change the width even after you've created the section, which is really great if maybe you've decided you wanted to start with a small section, and as you're building it out, you decide, ooh, maybe I need a large. Or maybe I need a medium. And as you can see, it's going to automatically update for you. Just a quick note, as we are making these changes, you're going to see that this is going to say publish and show the amount of changes that you've made. You can also use this three dots right here to be able to pull up the version history, which you can then go and revert back through these three dots to restore that version if you've done something that you are not happy with and you want to go back. You can add a background image as well as a background video, very similar to the classic editor, but you can do this on all pages. So I'm gonna actually add a background image for this. And I feel like flowers would be a perfect one. Once we've got that added, I'm gonna go back. I really want to make sure it's full. And then you can edit your row. Again, the row is going to have just the same type of customizations as the section does. So you're going to be able to add the margin, the padding, the border, the corners, the width. If you want the rows to be small or medium or large, that is also going to be able to be customized as well. You can also do a maximum width, or you can turn it off, and you can also add another background image or a video as well. Now, let's say you have built out your page and you think that it just doesn't look right on a mobile device. This is another feature that is amazing with the new page builder, is that you can actually have the desktop, tablet, and phone view. But with that, you can actually select these little side lines, and you can move your page so that it is going to be able to take on a different view. This is really great in terms of if you have different landing page or different device sizes, and you just want to make sure that you have a more accurate view. This is going to be really awesome in terms of being able to see how it's going to adjust based off of the different device sizes. You can do that as well. Another element of the 2.0 page builder is our pop-up. So in the pop-up, you will have a pre-built pop-up already added to it. All you have to do is set up a trigger so that the pop-up shows, and then you can build it out similar to the landing page with adding a section and then selecting your rows with the number of column and then adding your elements to it. So as you can see, there's quite a bit that you can add to your page builder. Each different level is what I would like to say. So we have our section, we have our row, which you can select the number of columns, and then you have elements. Each thing is going to have a plus icon when you hover over it. So if we go out to our section, we can add another section and say we want to do this header, and it's going to end up pulling it in. You can also do the same with the row. You can add another row with more columns, and then you can do the same with the elements as well. So if we click Add Element, you can select an element and add it. Another fun thing about the 2.0 page builder is if you are on a specific device, so let's say that we are on a phone device, and you would really like to make sure that maybe this section, it just doesn't look right, and we want to change how it looks. So we could, let's go here. Maybe we want a bigger margin, bigger padding, maybe a border and corners. And as you can see, it is just doing this column because I selected the settings for the column specifically. But we could do the same thing in terms of the row in general. There we go. And as you can see, that updated that row specifically rather than the column. And as you can also see over here, each of these say reset to desktop. So I've done all of these changes over here in the mobile device, but if I go to the desktop, it does not show that. You can also go in and when you select a column, you can do it for the row and you can do it for the section as well. You can go in and you can make it only visible for a phone. Or maybe you don't want it visible for a phone and you only want it for a tablet and the desktop. You can make it only visible for one, and it's going to show these little icons right here to the right, showing exactly which devices it's available on. You can also hide it altogether, or you can put it on for all. And that's just a really great way in order to, if you need to duplicate this section, you can go duplicate. And you can make one visible for mobile device only, and one available for everything but mobile device. So it's a really seamless way in order to duplicate it as well if you want to have a different setup. There's lots of things that you can change in here, but this is a general overview of the very basics in creating a new page in the 2.0 page builder.